Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Kenyan police patrolled the streets of the capital Nairobi on Thursday ahead of a new round of planned anti-government protests. Roadblocks were set up on major arteries and many shops were closed. The East African nation has been rocked by weeks of sometimes deadly demonstrations, mostly led by young Kenyans, against President William Ruto's two-year-old administration. At least 60 people have been killed since the protests began in June. They started out as peaceful rallies against controversial proposed tax hikes, but have ballooned into wider action against Ruto and what many see as wasteful government spending and corruption. Police have been accused of using excessive force, sometimes firing live bullets at protesters, while human rights groups say dozens of people have gone missing. Bangladesh is expected to swear in an interim administration on Thursday. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus is scheduled to be sworn in, along with more than a dozen other members of the administration, after he arrives from Paris, where he was a guest at the Olympics. Yunus will take over a country that has been plagued by violent demonstrations that forced longtime autocratic Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to resign and flee to India. At least 455 people have been killed since violence broke out weeks ago. The 84-year-old Yunus, a pioneer in microfinancing, has said he sees his job as helping restore trust in the government and that he has no political aspirations beyond helping in this transition period. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and her new running mate, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, put his Midwestern credentials to the test on Wednesday with rallies in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. Harris proclaimed that she and Walz were joyful warriors at an evening rally in Detroit. Polls show that Vice President Harris has erased the lead that Republican Donald Trump had built over President Joe Biden before Biden withdrew from the race 2 weeks ago. This is VOA News. Pop megastar Taylor Swift's three concerts in Vienna were abruptly canceled after Austrian police arrested two people suspected of plotting an attack. Here's Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner with details.
The Austrian government confirmed a planned attack at Ernst Happel Stadium. That's according to concert organizer Barracuda.music, saying in a Facebook post on Wednesday, quote, "With confirmation from government officials of a planned terrorist attack, we have no choice but to cancel the three scheduled shows for everyone's safety." Austria's Chancellor Karl Niehammer said in a post on social media platform X that a tragedy was prevented. Austrian police on Wednesday detained two people suspected of plotting attacks on concerts, according to the Director General for Public Security. The three Swift concerts were scheduled to take place from Thursday to Saturday, with police expecting around 65,000 attendees each day.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. New research published Wednesday shows water temperatures in and around Australia's Great Barrier Reef have risen to their warmest levels in 400 years over the past decade, placing the world's largest reef under serious threat. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino has more.
A group of scientists at universities across Australia drilled cores into the coral. Similar to counting the rings on a tree, the scientists analyzed samples to measure summer ocean temperatures dating back to 1618. They also looked at ship and satellite data going back around 100 years. The results show ocean temperatures were stable for hundreds of years. But from 1900 onwards, temperatures began to rise as a result of human influence, the research concluded.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. Tropical Storm Debbie has made landfall in the southeastern U.S. state of South Carolina. The National Hurricane Center said Debbie made landfall near Bulls Bay, about 35 kilometers northeast of the port city of Charleston, carrying maximum sustained winds of 85 kilometers an hour. Debbie has dumped more than 30 centimeters of rain over parts of South Carolina and the neighboring states of Florida and Georgia since making landfall Monday as a Category 1 hurricane in Florida. The massive rainfalls have swollen rivers, flooded roadways, and trapped people in cars, homes, and boats. Forecasters say Debbie will move across parts of North Carolina and Virginia Thursday, where many areas could see anywhere from between 7 to more than 30 centimeters of rain. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at VOAnews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.